This is Will's Band of the Week for December 1st, 2013. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with... Yeah, that's right. It's empty here. Nobody in Fourth Bedroom Studios with me. It's that time of year where we do a little bit of catch-up and we prepare for our end-of-year special. And that would be Barrett and Chris and myself counting down our 10 favorite albums of the year. And we've been working on the lists, and we are not quite finished with them, but it's a work in progress, and we're hoping to have that podcast next week.
And it's always an exciting time of year.
So this week, I've got a few things I've been listening to that we haven't had a chance to talk about on the podcast, so I thought I'd, you know, kind of update people a little bit. Before I do that, I have one item. This isn't really music news. This is one of those... I'm going to report on a music-related movie I saw. This was the movie about the guy who gets the job as lead vocalist for the band Journey. And it's called, I think it's called Don't Stop Believin' Every Man's Journey. I think that's what it's called. It's either that or something close to that. So check it out. They have it on Netflix and probably a bunch of other places. Anyway, the story is that the band Journey is looking for a singer, and they are having trouble finding somebody. So the guitar player, Neil Sean, goes on the internet and just starts, you know, searching like crazy. And of course, it's interesting to see, like, they automatically search, like, all the tribute bands, you know, to see. Maybe there's a tribute band with a great singer, you know. And anyway... Kind of, at least the way they portray it, he's kind of at wit's end, you know, he's kind of desperately searching, and late in the process, he discovers this YouTube video of this guy from the Philippines named Arnel Pineda, and the guy's great, and so he contacts him, says, hey, would you like to audition for the band Journey? And he does, and the story goes from there, and it's really fascinating and interesting, so I recommend it. Okay, that's my music recommendation. Music-related recommendation of the week. So, okay, here's some music to get caught up on that you people might want to pay attention to because it's pretty good stuff. The first thing I've got is a band from Tel Aviv, Israel. And one thing that's cool about them is that they sing in Hebrew, so they don't try to Americanize themselves or speak or, you know, sing in English like so many bands do. And they're kind of shoegazy, moody, you know, something you might expect me to like, I guess, right? And I'm going to, let's just do it. I'm going to totally butcher their name. I'm going to say it the way an English-speaking person says it. So apologies in advance. Vedat Sharagim, that's what they're called. And they have an album. Interestingly, the album title is in English. The World Is Well Lost. And apparently the band's name translates in English to Exceptions Committee, which that's kind of cool, I think. Okay, the last song on the album is really good. And again, apologies for all the mispronounced track titles. I'm going to call it Mashafot. Vedat Sharagim. You know, if I were doing a songs, favorite songs of the year list, I'd probably have that in there somewhere. I think that's really great. You know, I think about this sometimes. You know, I'll hear a song, and I think maybe, you know, a few podcasts ago, I played a couple tracks from an album that, the album itself wasn't that great, but there were just a couple of great songs on it. And so I think about doing a best songs of the year list sometimes, but, you know, I don't keep track enough. As the year goes on, you know, you hear so much good music, and, you know, we have enough trouble just keeping track of all the albums and trying to rank the albums, so I don't think I can really do any kind of justice to a top tracks sort of list, but that one I really like a lot. This album is called The World Is Well Lost, and it was on Spotify like 3 months ago, and I started listening to it, and then it disappeared from Spotify. And then it came back a couple weeks ago. And so you can get it on Spotify. And I've looked around. It's hard to find elsewhere. I haven't found it on some of the common U.S. market sources, you know, like Amazon or iTunes. And I'm not sure if iTunes has it. I think Amazon doesn't. And eMusic does not, I believe. So anyway, you might have to look around a little bit. Spotify and maybe other places. But it's good. Let's play another track. This is Z Beseder Lefahed. Vedat Sharagim. You know, if you're an English-speaking person, you can get this album. And it might be the only album you have that's in Hebrew. Just a thought. Kind of cool. Okay, here's one more. Haolam Avad Mizman. We'll be right back. That's Vedat Sharagim, a recommended album, according to me. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is Minor Alps. This is a collaboration between Matthew Cause of Not a Surf and Juliana Hatfield. And it's a pretty good combination, I think. I guess they knew each other, having like done guest appearances on each other's albums. And, you know, they're both kind of indie rock veterans, a phrase I like to use. And, you know, I'm a little biased toward the older artists. I mean, they're not as old as me, but they're, you know, they're getting there. They're veterans. So they've got an album full of catchy pop nuggets. You know, it's the Not a Surf. I think it sounds more Not a Surf than it does Juliana Hatfield. But just easygoing, good melodies, nothing hard-hitting, just has a really nice flow and consistently good. So here's a song from Minor Alps called I Don't Know What to Do With My Hands. Minor Alps, Matthew Cause and Juliana Hatfield. And it's interesting, isn't it, how they sing kind of in unison. And they do that a lot on this album. And their voices kind of just blend together. So you get sort of this thing that it sounds like an average of their two voices. But it's kind of cool, I think. All right, here's another one called Wish You Were Upstairs.
I wish you were upstairs. Yeah.
Minor Alps. Here's one more. It's called If I Wanted Trouble. There's a sampling of Minor Alps. The next thing I've got is Throwing Muses. Now, here's a band. Man, they started, in the 80s, late 80s, I'm going to say. And I remember really liking their first album. And they were always this kind of hard-to-grasp, sort of guitar pop, but just not immediately catchy, so that it made it interesting to listen to. And of course, they went on to have a lot of solo projects and things, and some albums that I think the Throwing Muses albums after the first one, I started to not like them as much. And then I paid attention to a lot of their solo stuff and the band Belly that was started by one of the members, Tanya Donnelly. So they've been interesting to follow, but now they've got this album, Tanya Donnelly no longer being in the band, but Kristen Hirsch still kind of, I guess, I think she was always thought of as kind of the main songwriter and focus of the band. So they've got this album now that, you know, to me it just feels like the first album they've done in a really long time. Probably is. I haven't really looked it up, but and this is really ambitious. It's 32 tracks, and a lot of them are, you know, like a minute long. But I was thinking of seeing if Baird and Chris wanted to, you know, give this more attention, like on a give it its own, you know, podcast or a little more focus. But I thought, boy, this is just like too much to wrap your head around in like, you know, a short period of time. So I'm just going to throw it out there for people to see if this is interesting enough that they might want to listen to it more. I just put it on when I was doing some work and found little pieces of it just creeping into my head. So it seems like one of these albums that if you're interested in taking the time, it's probably worth it. So the album by Throwing Muses is called Purgatory Paradise. There's a slash in between there for those of you who like to read along. So let's play a song called Clark's Nutcracker. Thank you. Throwing Muses from their ambitious new album called Purgatory Paradise. That was Clark's Nutcracker. All right, here's another one. It's called Lazy Eye. That's Throwing Muses, and that's called Lazy Eye. That one's good, isn't it? They can't come up with 32 tracks that are all that strong. But one thing that's good is they keep them relatively short, so things kind of move along. So it's not like you have 32 tracks and you've got to make it through like a couple 7-minute songs or anything like that. They're relatively short, and they kind of alternate between 1 or 1.5 minute songs and then maybe, 3 or 4 minute songs. So for an album that long, I think they do a pretty good job with it. Let's try one more. This one's called Milan.
Squeeze through your veins, you wear memories as
Throwing Muses. That's a sample of their new album, Purgatory Paradise. A good album to delve into if you're looking for something to delve into. Okay, I've got one more this week. Anybody remember the band Cults? Just 2 years ago, 2011, their first album came out, self-titled, and had a song called Abducted on it that was pretty popular. And they were kind of a buzz band, like they were thought of as cool. And then this year, a couple months ago, they released the follow-up called Static. Seems like people are just not paying attention. And I think I might like this one more than the first one. It's got a lot of the 60s melody vibe to it that I like. And so I think people should pay a little bit more attention. So I am paying a little bit more attention, and I'm going to play a little bit of it. So the new Cults album is called Static, and here is a track called High Road. Cults. That was High Road. Here's another one. It's called We've Got It.
We'll be right back.
Cults from their unheralded 2013 album, Static. At least I'm calling it unheralded. Maybe it's heralded in circles that I am not aware of, but I think it deserves more attention. So let's play one more from Cults. This one's called Shine a Light. That's Cults. The album is called Static. So that gets you caught up. Well, not completely caught up. You can never be completely caught up, though, which is fine, right? That'll, you know, give you some more things to listen to while you await our top 10 lists, which I think we're going to be talking about on next week's podcast. But if we don't get that all together, then we'll have something for you next week. And we'll definitely have the top 10 edition very soon. So everybody, if you like working on your own top 10 lists, you should do that. We always like getting other people's top 10 lists. And whether it's before or after, we divulge ours. You know, I think if you're a music nerd like we are, it's fun to read everybody's end of year lists, because you find things that you never got around to listening to. And then, you know, you sample them and you say, hey, wow, that's really good. So there's always a lot of stuff like that out there. So it's going to be fun. So that's all I've got for this week. I'm going to sign off and tell you that I will talk to you again. And Baird and Chris will talk to you again also next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can contact this podcast by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com or by posting a comment on the webpage willsband.net. You can also contact us through the Will's Band of the Week Facebook page or on Twitter @willsband. You can also, of course, download the podcast on iTunes, the Stitcher app, or any other podcasting app. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin.